Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to talk about Jesus' teaching from his Last Supper discourse with the apostles. We've been at it now for 2 weeks, just getting through, in particular, chapters 14, 15, 16. Now we're just coming to the conclusion of 16, and then we'll look at chapter 17, that beautiful high priestly prayer of Jesus. And we're learning a lot about the Lord and what he wants us to know as his disciples so that we can walk in love, so we can fulfill what he's called us to, which is to radically live under obedience to the Father, living the first commandment, to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Jesus called this the greatest and the first of all the commandments. A true disciple knows deep in his or her heart that this is really the definition of greatness from a kingdom point of view. The world has definitions of greatness. The more money you have, the greater you are, the more popularity, the more power, the more influence, the more achievements you have on earth. These are what define greatness. There's other definitions as well among people on the earth, but the kingdom of God has a very clear definition. And that's first, above all other things, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. This is really the heart of the matter. And the Holy Spirit, which we've been talking about over the last few days in particular, kind of off and on throughout the whole teaching of Jesus here, Jesus said yesterday, the Holy Spirit will glorify me, that is, glorify Jesus, by giving to us, his disciples, the truth that he received and all that Jesus had received from the Father. And so we then glorify the Lord by receiving the truth and living in it and walking in it. Now, the love language of heaven, as I've said many times in the program, is clear from the teaching of Jesus. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That's how Jesus understands love. And it's a decision from the heart to love the will of God. That's what it is. And to entrust ourselves, to trust the will of God and his goodness and his absolute faithfulness and his willingness to respond truthfully always to what he's promised. And we give ourselves to that. And we say, this is the meaning of life. To be in relationship with God, my Father, and with his beloved Son, in the power of the Holy Spirit, in his body, the church. And my joy and my crown, my glory, is to do the will of God. That's what I want to do. It's every other glory on this earth, every trophy, every recognition, every plaque, every whatever, is going to pass away. It's all transient. And actually, a lot of it's kind of empty. This is where the gold is. And this is where in the world you can see how easily we get seduced to chasing after things that are transient. They're okay if we achieve rewards because of on this earth for things we've accomplished using our talents and all. That's all good. That's fine. But the great reward is going to come from God. It's the affirmation, well done, good and faithful servant. What does that mean? Because I've walked in the footsteps of Jesus and I believed what Jesus believed about what really mattered. I aligned my life with his leadership, his values, what he told us matters most. My life actually corresponds to that. That's the road to greatness. That's a life that will echo to the glory of God for all eternity. So here we are today. Jesus continues and he talks more about our relationship with the Father, and it moves us into that beautiful prayer in John chapter 17, verse 25. He said, the day is coming when I will no longer speak to you in parables. In that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not say I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and believed I came from the Father. This is so good. This is Jesus telling us, I don't need to ask the Father for you. You have my relationship with the Father. The day's coming because of what I'm going to do on the cross. I'm going to destroy what separates you from the Father, what makes you an orphan. You're going to inherit, you're going to come into my relationship with the Father. When I destroy what separates you from the Father, the world, the flesh, the devil, sin, death, I'm going to disarm those powers that are keeping you enslaved, and I'm going to bring you home to the Father. And I'm not just going to bring you into the room, I'm going to bring you into the relationship. You're going to have an entirely new relationship. You're going to become a new creation. I'm going to give you power to become a child of God. And the Spirit that the Father and I give to you is the Spirit of adoption. You're not an orphan, you're a child. Let me say it again. You're not an orphan, you're a child. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. The devil wants you to be preoccupied with a whole list of reasons why you don't qualify, that you're falling short, that somehow you're outside looking in and you deserve it. Well, that's a lie. And what the Lord wants you to do is to take this truth about the relationship that he's talking about and internalize it and accept it. Jesus doesn't, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If you say yes to Jesus and you repent of your sins and you're baptized into Christ and you enter his church, you're born again. You're a new creation. God draws you close to his heart, and that's the journey he has you on. And 70 times, 7 times a day, he can forgive you if you turn your heart back to him, and he'll bring you deeper and deeper into his life. He wants you to live in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. That's the reality. The saints are the witnesses to you and to me in history, in time, concrete persons that took Jesus at his word, and they said yes to him again and again, weak and broken people just like you and me, and they went so far, and Jesus shows us what's possible even in this life, not just in a life to come, but in this life what's possible for those who totally entrust themselves to him and trust his leadership and trust his definition of what really matters. And we give ourselves totally to it through the grace of the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus is saying, you will ask the Father because the Father himself loves you. The Father, how does Jesus love us? Jesus said he loves us as the Father loves me, so I love you. And then he tells us in some of these passages that the way the Father loves the Son, it's exactly how he loves us. Nothing will heal your mind and your soul and keep you in peace, even in the midst of the storms we're living through right now, than the living knowledge that you're loved by God unconditionally and that he's with you and that the great calling that's on your life, the full dignity of what it means to be human that's revealed in Jesus, manifested so beautifully in Our Lady, right? And the saints and others, that's your destiny. That's your call. And Jesus is faithful to drawing each one of us into that truth and reality as children of God. Verse 28, I came from the Father and I came into the world. Jesus came from the Father and he's leaving the world and going back to the Father, he said. So Jesus is making claims, which it's good to stop and just reflect on the extraordinary claims that Jesus is making, that he makes time and again in the scripture. Partly because voices outside the church, but even today some voices within the church diminish the unique and radical, shocking claims of Jesus. Jesus forgives sin. Jesus is the only Son of God. He said, the Father and I are one and the same. Here he's saying, I came from the Father. Jesus said he will be the final judge of every human life. His word at the end of history. He will be the one. He's the center of it all. It's all for him and moving toward him. And so here again, Jesus is saying, I came from the Father, came into the world, and now I'm going back to the Father to be with him in glory. Do you now believe, Jesus said, the hour is coming. Indeed, it is here. It has come when you will be scattered, every man to his home and will leave me, yet I'm not alone. The Father is with me. So what Jesus is telling the apostles, and what certainly got revealed on Holy Thursday night and Good Friday, is a very hard lesson that the apostles needed to experience and to see. And what got manifested was even the weakness and the power of sin at work in them, and the fear of death, and the bondage to the devil in certain levels, even in their own lives, what they experienced on that night of darkness, the hour of darkness that Jesus called it, the devil's hour. Jesus stood alone. The apostles all, his closest friends, the apostles all scattered. And he said, you'll leave me and I will be alone. But I'm never alone. The Father's with me. Now that's something you can say as well if you're baptized into Christ. I'm never alone. He's with me always, even to the end of the age. The love of Christ is with me. The Spirit of God is with me. The Spirit of God is here. The King dwells in me. You know, I love the passage we referred to a few times over the last few months, Paul saying, you know, test your faith. Don't you realize that God lives in you, that you're a temple of the living God? This is, in some ways, you're God's destiny. You're Jesus' destiny. He came so that he could take away every obstacle for the life and the love and the power of God to literally be in you and in his body, the church. You're never alone, ever. Of course, it's another area the devil wants to lie to us in. Say we're alone, nobody cares about me, nobody loves me. This is why understanding the Word of God, studying the Word of God, internalizing the Word of God is so important. It'll completely change your life. And being able to resist the devil and to resist the lies of the devil, whose strategy always is to cripple us and make it possible, you know, make it impossible for us to step fully into the power that's in us, the power that Christ has given to us. So, you know, when the devil starts lying to you, I don't qualify, this doesn't apply to my life, and you get into a dialogue with the devil in your head, and it's one that you feel like you're losing, you need to stand up and expose the lie of the devil. Don't let him lie to you. Expose the lies, renounce the lies, and resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Always walk toward the light. Walk toward the Holy Spirit. Don't get trapped in a dialogue with the devil. He's got his own storyline for your life. And in different ways, we've all taken in that storyline at different times. And he tries to hook us with it, that your destiny isn't good, that your life isn't worth anything, that your sins aren't forgiven, that you are your past and you don't have a good future. All that stuff. He tries to claim it all as if he's Lord. He's not the Lord. He's not the Lord. And all those who are in Christ, you have authority, not because of your own personal righteousness or your own muscle, as it were. You have the authority to resist him and to tell him to back off, to get back to hell where he belongs. So expose his lies to the light of God's truth. Renounce the lies and any agreements that you've had with him. Resist the devil and walk toward the light. God bless you, friends. Let's do it. What a moment for us to stand and walk with the Lord. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.